let's look at the next chapter, which talks about digital payment system and financial inclusion. So we were talking about e-com, rural employment, rural seller, buyer, entrepreneur. What are the components there? And obviously for any financial activity, payment is the big step and big requirement for successful transaction. And payment does not only mean that payment between two parties, it also means that a large population of a region, of a village, of a city should include themselves in this financial transactions having with financial inclusion, and thereby making digital payment system a success and a viable option. So let's dive into it. So what are the digital payments option? So you have UPI, you have mobile wallets and banking apps. They are transforming the rural financial inclusion. So as we all know, and we have discussed this before, that digital payment solutions have revolutionized the way financial transactions are taking place in rural areas. Otherwise, without it, you would have always had only one model, which is the hybrid model. So you would order online, but do the payment through cash, check, or bank transfers or whatever, thereby making a break in the customer journey and leading to a lot of failures, not of non-completion and things like that. So the bridge of wanting to take something and completing the transaction is the digital payment solutions, and therefore it's a very important part of the whole transaction processing. Now, what are the other money transfers that are taking place? So you have the UPI stack, you have mobile wallets, you have banking apps. So they help in simplifying the money transfers, the payments, and thereby access to other financial services. Now, these technologies have also helped to reduce cash dependency. And by reducing cash dependency, you have promoted transparency, because everything is now digitally recorded and can be retrieved whenever required, and helped in enhancing the financial inclusion part. Government has also come up with initiatives like Digital India and DBT, which is direct benefit transfers, and this has accelerated the adoption of the payment mechanisms. Now, rural entrepreneurs today, farmers, small vendors, artisans, individuals in rural area rely on these digital tools for seamless transactions. Let's look at UPI in rural areas. Now, UPI is nothing but Unified Payments Interface, which enables instant, the keyword instant, real time. So real time fund transfers via mobile apps. So what are the major drivers of UPI adoption? The first is simplicity and accessibility. So your UPI payment is linked to your bank account. You can use QR code. It has multilingual support. And as I said, the keyword is instant and real time fund transfers. So that has really helped drive the adoption of UPI. The two-factor authentication gave comfort to a lot of people on the safety, and the trust was built. Then government started using UPI for DBT, subsidies and MGNREGA wage payments, thereby showing how it can be used effectively. And suddenly now a lot of money came into the bank accounts of people who never had a bank account before through the Jam Trinity. And because of it, the rural businesses, that is farmers, vendors, shopkeepers, they all started using UPI payments or UPI enabled QR codes in specific areas for payments. So by doing all that, the cash reliance on cash has gone down, And of course, the byproduct which we never think is the currency fraud, the copying of currency, the counterfeit notes. Those kind of issues have also come down because your reliance on cash has gone away. And therefore, you have much transparent economy now. Adoption of mobile wallets in rural area. Now, what happens with mobile wallets is you can store money digitally and helps you enable a cashless transaction. So today, popular mobile wallets are Paytm, MobiQuick, Amazon Pay, FreeCharge, and so forth. Now, what is the benefit of using and what is the benefit that is driving rural adoption is that it's having an ease of use. So you don't require a fancy mobile to do wallets. All you require is basic smartphone and internet connection. And why would people want to use mobile wallets? Because mobile wallets are giving a lot of incentives like cashback offers, discounts, referral bonus, and thereby people with this kind of incentives are starting to use it more and more. Where it is useful, this mobile wallets is useful for micro or small transactions, informal transactions. So like small vendors, auto drivers, roadside sellers, and so on. You can also transfer to your friend, peer-to-peer transfer. It's very quick, it's very secure, and you can transfer between rural families. Using these wallets, you can make utility bill payments, you can recharge your mobile, you can pay for electricity, gas, school fee payment, as long as it is small and it is informal, you can use it, or even formal. So farmers can now use mobile wallets to pay for your seeds or fertilizers or transport service which they may be consuming. And because when they use their mobile wallet to pay the seller of, let's say, a transport service, now the money is now in the wallet of the seller of the transport service, who in turn will use it to buy something else that they want. And thereby the velocity of the payments increases and the adoption goes up. So what is the role of banking apps now in rural? So we've seen UPI, which is linked to an account, you have mobile wallet. So banking apps has brought the banks to your doorsteps. So today you don't need branches, the big branches, or wait in queues for those branches and then try to understand which form to fill and so on and so forth. You can do transactions if you have a smartphone, you have a mobile connection, and you have a bank account whose app you have downloaded, you can continue your transaction. So which are the leading apps which are used? Obviously with other banks, a lot of banks are there, but let's take example of YONO, which is from SBI, iMobile from ICICI, Axis Mobile, HDFC Bank, and so other banks also have it. Now, what are the features that really benefits the rural users or even urban users for that matter? So first thing is your account management. So you can check your balance. You know what is my debit credit. You can also check your transactions in the past to know if you made payment or received payment from someone. You can also look at transferring funds from one account to another account, inside the bank or outside the bank. You can apply for any loan that you want or check your credit card in case you have taken, and a lot of other banking services, you have it at your fingertips. The apps also come up with a lot of learning options. So you can learn about how to save, when to take loans, what kind of insurance you should have, what kind of investment you should have. You can learn from it. So, is there an integration between UPI and wallet? Yes, there is integration. You can use UPI to update your wallet and vice versa. Do you have access to government benefits? Yes. Government is giving direct credit of subsidies, pensions, and welfare payments. And it is empowering farmers and entrepreneurs for tools for farm management, weather update, market prices, and so on and so forth. Now, let us look at the impact of digital payments on rural business and especially agriculture. So as we have discussed before, digital payments have transformed small businesses, farmers, and self-employed individuals in rural area. So what happens is previously, unless you are making a cash payment, there were delays in receiving money. You would have to take a check, deposit the check, and so on and so forth. Now with digital payments, you get instant money into your either wallet or bank account. So no delay. Rural business can sell their product online by getting the payment immediately in their account. And that's a great thing to have. You avoid banking fees, you avoid transportation costs, and more importantly, you avoid the theft of cash being stolen from your wallet getting dropped, and so on and so forth. Also, with a good history of digital transactions, your credit bureau can assess your history, your credit history, which can help you in getting loans approval. So, as an example, a dairy farmer can receive direct payments via UPI, and because he received directly, he doesn't need to depend on any middleman or doesn't need to take a temporary loan from middleman. He gets it immediately, and that's the reason his reliance on middleman has gone down. Are there any challenges in adoption of digital payment? Yes, and how do you overcome it? So the challenge is training program. People need to understand how to use it. With the security and cyber crime on the rise, the trust is important and the knowledge and information are equally important. So you'll have to do constant training so that people are updated, they don't fall prey to the hackers and lose their money. So that is the reason why people try to stay away from digital payment. But that's not the way. So you'll have to learn how to protect yourself. Network connectivity. So obviously, there was a challenge. There was poor network. As I said, you require a smartphone, any smartphone, and a network connectivity. So in case you don't have network connectivity, then you cannot adopt it. But now through BharatNet, there's been broadbands in the villages. Mobile network expansion is taking place. So network connectivity issues are coming down. Security concerns, as I discussed previously, that there is fraud prevention, safe transaction, cyber crimes, knowledge, awareness is must for it. Because the cash dependency has gone down, we are slowly moving into digital payments through incentive programs. So government is doing its work by having constant literacy camps to educate rural users on digital banking. So what is the future of digital payments in rural area? As I said, digital payment requires smartphone, internet banking, bank account, or even without bank account, wallet. So are we seeing growth in smartphone and internet penetration? Yes, we are. And because it will there, the future is bright as we expect more rural users to join the digital economy. Government is expanding its digital initiatives. So more and more schemes are linked to digital payment. Therefore, future is very good. UPI in its 2.0 avatar and offline payment solutions are helping. So wherever there is weak networks, UPI is coming up with a way and offline payment solutions. So future is bright. There are new technology which once integrated with payment, digital payments, it will even strengthen it further for fraud prevention, which is AI and blockchain. So therefore, future again looks bright. And rural communities' access to savings, insurance, and credit is increasing, and because of which the financial inclusion, and therefore the future of digital adoption is very bright. Now, the role of microfinance and fintech in all of this in rural economies. Now, microfinance and fintech innovations actually bridge the gap in rural areas. What they do is they try to give you affordable credit, insurance, and give you financial management tools so that you can take care of your business effectively. These digital tools enhance affordability, accessibility, and also increase the scale of financial services. These tools help rural entrepreneurship. It reduces the financial barriers and improves the livelihood. There are a lot of case studies that show how successful integration of technology in rural financial inclusion helped in growth of the rural economy. So, evolution of MFIs, which we call microfinance institution, with digital tools. So, MFIs provide small loans to rural population, and they are now integrating technology for efficiency. So, what are the key digital advancement in an MFI space? So, the entire loan application and tracking is digitized. So, no need of paperwork, the processing time goes down. Superb. Also, they have moved into Aadhaar-based KYC. That has resulted in faster borrower identification and also reduced frauds. A lot of mobile wallet integration has taken place. Therefore, in digital loan repayments, you can use the mobile wallet and reduce your cash dependency. You can also do, MFIs also do real-time monitoring and analytics, which helps in assessing credit worthiness and manage risk. So, for example, Bandhan Bank uses digital platform to extend micro loans to rural women entrepreneurs. Fintech innovations in rural credit and insurance. So, there are digital lending platforms which uses AI and ML to assess the rural borrower's credit worthiness. So, you have Credit B, Capital Float, which offer loans without requiring a formal credit history. Micro insurance products have come out from insurance, which is low cost insurance for weather, health, and market risk. So, a weather index crop insurance, which protects the farmers from financial loss in case of weather being the reason for destruction. Peer-to-peer lending. Rural borrowers access loans directly from individual lenders. So, like FairSend connects lenders with entrepreneurs, bypassing the traditional banks. That is picking up peer-to-peer lending in rural areas. So, digital credit profiles are getting built with the help of digital payments. And financial literacy via apps is increasing. Some examples of digital microfinance MFI success stories. One is Eco India Financial Services. So, what they do, they train the local agents to facilitate mobile-based transaction in rural areas. And second, they support women-led micro enterprises, enhancing financial independence. Grameen Foundation's Progress Out of Poverty Index, PPI. So, what they do is they use the household data to offer targeted micro loans. It's a big success in Uganda, providing loans for small-scale agriculture. Tala, it uses smartphone data to assess credit worthiness and provides instant loan. It supports small businesses like poultry farming and kiosks for the same. Basis, sub-key transactions. It offers multilingual mobile banking for rural community, and it partners with state government to provide insurance to the farmers. Impact of microfinance and fintech in rural areas. So, what is the impact of it? So, one is financial inclusion. Second is economic growth. Third is reduced dependency on cash. Because you are making them access banking, credit, and insurance, which currently they were not being served. Therefore, you are bringing them into formal economy and banking structure. Now, with microfinance and fintech, you are giving them loans, you are giving them insurance. So, rural entrepreneurs use that to expand their business. And everything being digital, you reduce the dependence on cash. Micro insurance also helps the farmers cope with natural disaster and health emergencies. Women empowerment, MFIs and fintech solution, they also target women entrepreneurs so that the growth of women entrepreneurs is increased in the rural economy. So how do you overcome challenges in rural fintech adoption? So first is you need to give financial education and make user-friendly apps, because there is low digital literacy. And how do you bring the digital literacy up? By giving more training, more education, and having a user-friendly app. Wherever there is limited internet access, you need to expand the connectivity to rural areas so that the internet access is easy. Trust issues, especially on the payment side, you have to create awareness campaigns to build confidence in digital financial services. Also, on the regulatory challenge, you have to ensure that the data is secure and fraud prevention is there in fintech. Now, you may have situations of high transaction cost. So fintech companies and government initiatives are working on affordable solution to reduce this transaction cost as well. So what is the future of microfinance and fintechs in rural areas? So AI and blockchain, the core technologies which will enhance security and transparency in rural financial transaction. There's going to be expansion of digital lending, so more AI-driven loans and credit building programs. There'll be government and private partnerships which will strengthen the fintech penetration in rural markets. There'll be customized financial products, and therefore you'll have personalized loan, personalized micro insurance, and a digital advisory service if required. All this will lead to cashless rural economy, and with increased adoption of UPI, digital wallets, and mobile banking, the cash will really be out. How do you overcome barriers to financial inclusions? Now, obviously, if you want rural seller, entrepreneur to be part of the digital business that is coming up, you want them to be part of financial inclusion. And therefore, financial inclusion is equally important for economic empowerment and poverty reduction. So what are the challenges? Low digital literacy, lack of trust, infrastructure gaps, and affordability. So these are the barriers that we'll have to overcome. The solutions around it is digital education. You have to expand infrastructure, come up with cost-effective financial products, and simplify the digital access. And if you address these barriers, you will allow the rural community to participate in formal economy. How do you address low digital literacy? I think while the situation is improving, there are still many rural population who are unfamiliar with digital financial tools, and which is leading to hesitancy in adoption. So you have to have awareness campaigns through NGOs, government initiatives, and fintech companies to help educate the users. That using this, you will make them remove the hesitancy, they'll adopt, and you'll soon have high digital literacy. Training should also provide hands-on experience on how to use mobile banking, UPI, mobile wallets. You must have localized content in regional languages with AV aids to ensure accessibility. Community influencers such as shopkeepers and teachers should act as a digital literacy ambassador. So you have to train them first, get them on board first, and they in turn will guide others in the village. So how do you build trust in digital payments? And as we know, digital payments is an important step in the transaction processing. So in rural users and even in some urban users, there is often a fear that fraud will take place. They'll be robbed of their money in the system. They can't feel and touch the money. So they fear the fraud. And also, in case there is a system failure anywhere in any step of digital transaction, they are suddenly at a loss on what to do. So you have to build trust through real world use cases and increase the confidence, guide them on how to improve it, how to use it, how to check. Also, you must add second factor authentication, secure transaction methods such as biometric authentication, and alerts, transaction alerts, to give confidence and enhance safety for the users in the rural space. Not all of them will be using English or Hindi, so therefore multilingual customer support helplines have to be there. Regional language, if you can use, it will really help. And you must keep doing building trust building campaigns to emphasize the benefits of digital payments, such as speed, convenience and transparency, and slowly give confidence to the users in the rural space. How do you expand payment networks in remote areas? So wherever there is a limited internet connectivity, power shortages, or insufficient banking infrastructure, the access to financial data, financial services is very restricted. Now, government is trying its best by giving broadband expansion projects to improve internet penetration in rural regions. They are also coming up with banking correspondents who are equipped with mobile device, which extends banking services to villages, because you may not have branches everywhere. And the banks have also come up with a mobile banking vans, with ATMs being part of it, to go into underserved area. But what is more important is you need a digital payment solution on a low bandwidth to ensure functionality even with poor internet connectivity. And that could be a game changer, especially in areas where the bandwidth is low. So how do you leverage technology for financial access? So first thing is, you must have offline digital payments. You can use the SMS-based transactions to reduce dependency on stable internet connections, or where internet connections are not proper, SMS-based transactions can be done. You could have micro ATMs and local store-based financial services to improve accessibilities. You could have digital platforms that require minimal smartphone specification help to include more users. You could have contactless and QR-based payments, simplify transactions for those unfamiliar with banking system. So like UPI, look at the screen, scan the QR code, and the payment process is started. Many rural residents, even today, perceive banking services as expensive due to transaction fees and minimum balance requirements. So you have to offer them zero balance account so that there are no financial barriers to banking participation. You also have to reduce transaction fees on digital payments so that more and more users are encouraged to adopt the digital banking, a digital payment system. Government subsidies and cashback incentives are promoting the use of digital financial tools today. Microfinance institutions are providing small loans at subsidized interest rate tailored to the rural needs. Innovative financial products for rural users. So there are nano credit models which provide small loans without collateral, helping the entrepreneur in rural area. Also, you have micro insurance products against risks such as crop failures, health emergencies, and natural disaster. You also have flexible repayment plans that allows users to repay in small installments, therefore improving financial sustainability. Digital financial products are designed for informal worker and seasonal earners also, so that increases the inclusivity. And financial advisory tools to educate users on managing credit, savings, and investment is the icing on top of the cake.